Every day, davening, when you learn, look at the higher machaneka kaddish. That when somebody davens and he learns, has to be in a matziv that it doesn't smell. The person also has to have a gofnaki. Has to go to the bathroom. Let's just have a story with the Rebbe Reb Zusha with the Noam Elimelech. Do you like the story? Story is like this. They once got thrown into jail for no reason. They got thrown into jail. Now, some of you might know, jail is not such a pleasant place, right? Now, what they do, to go to the bathroom, they just give you a little bucket, and you go to the bathroom in the bucket. So after a couple of hours, they went to the bathroom, and after they went to the bathroom, it smelled, what? What did you say? It happened to a couple of friends of mine, yeah. They after they went to the bathroom, so it smelled in the room. So they weren't able to learn. Weren't able to daven. So the Noam HaMelech was getting all sad. They're thrown into jail, they can't learn, they can't daven, they can't do Beis Hashem. So the Rebbe asked him, why are you so sad? He said, look what matzav we're in a matzav where we're thrown in jail, we can't learn, we can't daven, we're just wasting our life, we have nothing to do. So the Rebbe starts smiling. Noam HaMelech looked at him like, why are you smiling? He started smiling, he started laughing. He said, every matzav a yid is in, he has to be besimcha. And our nisoyin in this matzav now is to be in jail, in a place where we can't daven, we can't learn, and to be besimcha. That's our nisoyin. So he started to dance. He started screaming out, Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem. He started dancing around the bucket, Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem. So the Noam HaMelech joined him, so they're dancing on the bucket, Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem. So all the people in jail look at him, like, you know, these two chassidim rebbes, you know, dancing around a bucket, you know, screaming. So, mice, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. So everyone started joining them, dancing around them. So the guy in charge of the prison warden looks down, he sees, like, in jail, Mamas Kapelech HaMachzev, you know, it's like Purim come out, you know. Everyone's singing and dancing. So it comes down, and he gives a big clap. Gives a big clap and he said, that's all. Till now I was nice to you, I let you go to the bathroom in the jail. From now on, I'm taking away the bucket, and if you want to go to the bathroom, you're gonna have to knock on my door and I'll take you to the bathroom. They took away the bucket, and then they were able to sit down on there. Right? By Kaddish. Fine. So the luck is like this. The luck is, if somebody's in a matzav where it smells, or in a situation where it smells, the luck is, by Machanach HaKadosh, it's also to learn. Now, there are two different situations. Sometimes it's a Reich Rosh Yesh Leker, which means, and it's a Reich Rosh Ein Leker. What does that mean? Reich Rosh Yesh Leker means if you'd have, if somebody, this once happened, we're in the Shtibol, and like it smelled like very, very bad, and afterwards, like somebody noticed on the floor, like a kid made. So that's considered Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker. A Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker, the halacha is, you have to go 4 amos from where the smell stops, then you're allowed to daven. Mashiach, if you're within 4 amos of where it smells, it starts to daven. Now this is all if it's on the side of you. If it's in front of you, then the halacha is, if you can see it, it's awesome. In other words, let's say right over here, right? So if it's on the side of me or the back of me, so if I'm 4 amos away from where it doesn't smell anymore, then the halacha is, you're allowed to daven. Mashiach, if it's in front of you, as far as you can see, then it's also to daven. That's a Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker. What's Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker? What's a classic example? If the guy next to you, let's say, passes gas, right? That's a bad smell. That's a Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker. What's the halacha of Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker? Reich Rosh Yesh Leiker is, the halacha is that if you can't smell it, then you're okay. Because you don't have to go to Dalamis. Once you're in a situation where you can't smell it anymore, then it's mutter to daven, mashenke, and if you could smell it, then it's going to be also to daven. Now, what's very, very negative, it's going to be very soon Purim. So, mol, it happens that somebody throws up on Purim, right? Never happens? Okay. It could happen that somebody could throw up on Purim. So, Shaila is, if you're in the middle of davening and the guy next to you throws up, is a mutter to daven next to throw up or not? What do we consider that? Is that something which is, if you're diving next to throw up, that's not a mechanism of this, or is it a mutter? So Mishnah Berurah says that throw up is not like soya, and if the throw up doesn't smell, then the halacha is it's mutzah to daven right next to throw up. That's if it doesn't smell. If it has a bad smell, then it'll be asur. But if it doesn't have a bad smell, then it's going to be mutzah. I think usually throw up has a bad smell. So. Not always. Love. What do you say? Depends where you're throwing up from. What? Oh, so if it's a zuk, someone's cash out like this.
The guy that's drunk,
yeah, he moved away to that. If it doesn't smell, depends if it smells or not.
It's telling
you whether it'll smell for most people. You're not a drunk, right? Okay, so we have four problems. Now. What do you say? Before Purim, we'll speak about the problem. Now, there's also going to be very negaya. If it's a Jewish one's got the silent, that there's a claim when he used to take off his shoes, the duchen, he used to smell, his socks used to give him a very, very, very bad smell. So. What do you say? You wear cracks? Okay. So he used to give a very, very, very bad smell. So the chazan, he wanted to know, what should he do? We might say every time the guy gets off the duchen, imam smells. So he wanted to know, what should he do now? Is he mutter for him to continue davening? Or does he have to stop davening? Does he have to go dalam's mokrish kol ha'riach? Maybe in the middle of, maybe most pronounced, so he should move away. What should he do? What? It can be the gay also, if the guy next to you, never really takes a shower, it also can be the gay that. So he basically says over there, if it's taka, very, very bad smell, the taka l'chore is a problem, but what type of issur is it? Is it issur deraisa, or is it issur derabanan? So he says over there, it's only issur derabanan, being it's only issur derabanan, so the halacha is gol kavod abriya, shtei chalishah shabataira. So being that, if you move away from the kohen when he's duchening, it'll be embarrassing very much. What do you say? So I know it's covered in breeze. He says that it's that's not a problem.
You don't want to smell.
What do you say?
You don't want to smell
either. Okay. Saying, but. The what? He's exhibiting. Saying, no, that's not. Fine. Let's talk about in terms of preparing for that, in terms of going to the bathroom before that. Now, this halacha is a lot of confusion. Some people are like too machmar in it, some people too make it, and some people just don't know the halacha. And it's very, very negative. Why? Because Gemara Bracha says in Daf Kaf Daled that somebody davens and they have to go to the bathroom, tefilasei teyeva. If you daven, you have to go to the bathroom, so you're not yotze, you're davening. That's what Gemara says over there. So Shaila, you have to know what's considered that somebody has to go to the bathroom. You have to know how much does somebody have to go to the bathroom. What would you consider you have to go to the bathroom? Now, some people, they take this halacha to very, they go crazy with this halacha, they have all nerving. Some of them let it to the stipler, that it's a problem like this. He has a problem that he gets up in the morning, and he managed to have service from this halacha. Why? Because he gets up in the morning, until he holds that he's ready to daven, it takes him a couple of hours. Till he feels he went to the bathroom, he's all clean. So he thought of Eitzah. He has a great Eitzah. What's his Eitzah? He'll take... What? Okay, he has to sit there waiting 2 hours till he gets out. So he figured, come with a great Eitzah. He'll take a coffee, right? Everyone knows he takes a coffee. It's the second best thing to a cigarette, right? To help you clean out the system. So he figured he'll take a coffee. And by taking a coffee like this, it'll help him go to the bathroom, and then he won't have any problems. But remember, there's a Perish Halacha that you now make a bracha if you have to go to the bathroom. So you're back to the same problem. So he wants to know, what should he do? His mom is stuck. What should he do? It takes him hours and hours to get ready to daven. And what should he do? Fine. So let's go through the halachas and we'll come out clear. What now, so halacha like this. Somebody has to go to the bathroom. It's less him to daven. If he davens, he's not yet to davening. What's called having to go to the bathroom? So, some rishonim say that if you have to go to the bathroom within... if you feel you have to go to the bathroom, even it could be in 2 hours, if you feel some type of urge to go to the bathroom, you're not allowed to daven. This is what the Rif Paskin says, you're not allowed to daven if you feel you have to go to the bathroom. Other Rishonim say that only if you feel you'd have to go to the bathroom within the next 72 minutes, within a parsa, within the next 72 minutes, then it's a problem. Mashayin Kain, if you could hold it in for the next 72 minutes, then it's mutter to daven. How do we paskin? We paskin like this. That lechachila, one shouldn't daven if he feels he has to go to the bathroom. Even if he's going to miss a minion, let's say it's the last minion in town, and if he waits till he goes to the bathroom, he'll miss the last minion. He shouldn't daven. That's lechachila. But If you can miss Zman Tefila, right? If you can miss Zman Tefila, then Mishabur says, then Avada, you do daven. You summon another Rishonim that if you can wait 72 minutes, you don't miss Zman Tefila because of it.
What happens if you
don't miss
Zman Tefila?
I guess that's the thing. What do you mean? What do you mean? You miss Zman Chatzos or? I think b'diavad we say kedam to chatzos. Very b'diavad, right?
And then the bigger b'diavad until 12 and a half hour.
What do you say? No, till chatzos. But the b'diavad is the till chatzos. So the same law is till chatzos. So now, so therefore, a lot of people are very nervous about the law. Now, the couple you studied have to have clear. Yes, they could. The disciple says like this: that if a person could be mesiach das, that think about something else, and you won't feel the urge to go to the bathroom, then that's not cool, you have to go to the bathroom. You know, like they told you in your kindergarten, like if you're afraid you can make in your pants, you end up making in your pants. Right? If you're always concentrating on it, then it happens. So if you can mesiach das, if you get involved in something, you get involved in something you're interested in, right, then you wouldn't have to go to the bathroom, right? If you're learning Gishmaka Sugya or playing a Gishmaka game of basketball or something, right? Playing a game of basketball, or if you get involved in it, then you wouldn't feel you have to go to the bathroom. That's not called they have to go to the bathroom. So most cases, that's talk of the mesiach. That most times, most normal healthy people, if they get involved in something and they wouldn't feel they have to go to the bathroom, that's not called you have to go to the bathroom, and it'll be to say they're gomer at the daven. Also, the pesukim say that this halacha in al daven when if you hold it in is only a din derabanan. Therefore, if you have a suffix, if you're not sure, if you're holding 72 minutes, you're not sure. So if you're masupik, we say suffer the ban lakula, and it'll be mutter the daven. Now, let's say middle of davening, somebody starts davening, and middle of davening feels he has to go to the bathroom. So shaila is, do you stop in middle of davening, or you just continue davening wherever you are? So like this, it's machlokes in mishbru and the grass. Mishbru says every single chilek of davening is like a separate part. In other words, if you start up sukkah to zimra, and you went to the bathroom before davening. You started Sukkah Zimra. Then in the middle, you feel you have to go. So Shmuel said Sukkah Zimra is separate from Baruch Hu. Shema is separate from Shemoneh Esrei. And you have to go to the bathroom before you start the next Chelek of davening. You'd have to go to the bathroom because part of davening needs to go to Naki. And therefore, we also have to start the next Chelek of davening unless you go to the bathroom. That's Shita Mishnah Berurah. The grass is Chelek. The grass says once you start Beheter, he says, once you start Beheter, all the davening is one chelik of davening, and you could once you start Beheter, you can finish all davening. Now in Kelm, it's very interesting. In Kelm, they made a takana, they now go to the bathroom the middle of davening. Why? Since people were having problems with this, you know, they're always running out to the bathroom, so they made a takana, now they go to the bathroom the middle of davening in order, they're simuch on the grass, so the grass holds once you start davening, so you could finish all davening. So there they made a zimna takana, don't go to the bathroom middle davening. You shouldn't go to the bathroom middle davening. Now, what the law if somebody taka davened and he had to go to the bathroom and he davened anyhow, and then like 2 minutes later he goes to the bathroom? What do you say? Yeah. Then sorry. Because what? Well, what's the problem? They go to the bathroom beforehand. A normal person, you go to the bathroom beforehand, you shouldn't have to go middle davening, I'm saying. But anyhow, and bidi have any like you on the grass, so therefore they make like the grass. And therefore that was like on the income. I don't think what? They don't have the kind of this yeshiva, what? I'm saying. But right, now what's the luck attack if somebody had to go to the bathroom and he davened anyhow, so what's the luck? Is he here to davening? The luck is he's not here to davening. Now, is machlokes, is that only if he has to go to the bathroom for gedolim or even ketanim? So the stack of the pesukim is that somebody had to go for ketanim, so it's machlekes. So b'diavad, he should daven over in the davar. If he had to go for gedolim, avada, you have to be daven. Hashem is only ketanim. It's machlekes. So you should what? That what? B'diavad?
No, you need to tell us.
Yes, each part of davening is not b'diavad. Even Krishma, even if. Now, it applies also to learning. The luck is, I'll stop. If somebody feels he has to go to
Krishma, if you, there was this man coming and you had
the he could hold it in, he can't hold it in. If he can't hold it in, then he's not yotza, I'm saying. But if he hold it in, then. What? Now, let's talk about it. What's the luck in terms of going to that? Something called Bata Shaksa, right? I don't know the luck about Bata Shaksa. Bata Shaksa is that it's usher to somebody to not go to the bathroom if you have to go to the bathroom.
Right? English teachers.
What do you say? That's right, we're still English teachers. A grad when I was in fifth grade, it's interesting. We had a pirate club in fifth grade, you know? The pirate club in fifth grade. Yeah. The pirate club, right? That if you go to the bathroom during class, you got like a star, or not, whatever, a star, and if you got enough stars, then the episode, you got a prize, a trip. What? Right? If you go to the bathroom. If you train. Saying you, it's called a power club. No, the part is that if a person trains himself, you know, you can train you can train your body when you have to go, So anyhow, what was I saying? Oh, so the luck about the soccer, right? The luck is you now have to hold it in if you gotta go. Right? You gotta go, right? So you told English teachers you gotta go. And when is the considered about the soccer? What point do you say that's considered about the soccer? Also, it's about the shaksa, it's the derisor, it's the darbonic. We bring a gate. Let's say somebody's, he's a middle kriya torah and he's leaning, right? All of a sudden he has to go to the bathroom. So he has to like run out and run out in the middle of davening, right? Or the chazan, right? The chazan is middle shmoneh esrei or before shmoneh esrei. You have to run out. Is it the derisor or is it the darbonic? So the place we say about the shaksa, right? Rabbi Kramer, hold it, it's only the darbonic. Therefore, if you're in a matzah of the covered brius, you're in a situation where it'd be very, very embarrassing to run out to the bathroom. You wouldn't be mechuyev to run out, being that it's only the darbanan and galah covered brius. Therefore, a person would not be mechuyev to run out to go to the bathroom. Now, what point is it? It's also megalus. You're on a bus, right? You're on a bus. You have to go to the bathroom, right? Like always megalus the camp trips. Right? There's always like one guy who had to go to the bathroom on the camp trip, and they had to stop off at the gas station. And he goes to the bathroom and starts screaming, you know. So the shaila is, are you mechuyev to do that? So it's like this. The gather about the shaksu is that if naturally it will come out without any pushing, it will just come out, then it's considered about the shaksu. Now, Shengen, if you go, you have to do any pushing, then you're not at a point about the shaksu. So it's not so common. In other words, if it will come out by itself without any pushing, then that's the level about the shaksu. Now, is about the shaksu by gedolim or is also by ketanim? So the Graz says in Simon Gimel that Yesh Oimim is only by Gdolim. By Ketanim, there's no Iss about the Shaksu. No Iss about the Shaksu. There's a different thing by Ketanim, where the Gemara says that if you're holding Ketanim, that could be a Sakana. That's what the Gemara says, that if you're going down the street, you have to go to the bathroom, you could go to the bathroom anywhere, basically, by Ketanim. That's why they're going to go in the bushes, right? But out about the shaksu, it's actually about the shaksu. It wouldn't be considered about the shaksu, and it wouldn't be. Now, so let's say somebody's in the middle of davening, right? He's in the middle of shmoneh esrei, and he feels mama, she has to go to the bathroom. So shaila is, do you stop shmoneh esrei or not? So it's like this: if you're not at the darga about the shaksu, then it's pashut. Everyone says that you don't stop davening, and you continue davening. Even if you're in a situation where we're about to sack this, Mama's about to come out, still, if it's shaykh for you to finish, the Mishnah Berurah says, mutter to finish. But if the guy feels like, you know, if the guy's afraid, Pasha, it's going to come out, while Moshe Menetzei, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Avadi, he could run out of Moshe Menetzei, and he can run out of Moshe Menetzei, and it'd be mutter for him to go to the bathroom. What? It depends how long you waited. If it was a short amount, you should go back to winning the bracha. If it took the amount, the time of the whole shmoneh esrei, so then I have to double check it. Which right now, if you shuk the gemara skula, then I think I have to go back to the beginning. What? What do you say? Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You take a bit from the shmoneh esrei. Now, one of the things I've been again like this: when somebody goes to the bathroom, so the lucky is that you have to make yourself, you have to make sure that you're clean in the piyata bath when you wipe yourself. If there's a mashu over there which is not clean, so the lucky is that that's ma'akef tefillah. You have to make sure it's very clean and it's ma'akef tefillah. So also somebody wrote a letter to the disciple that he has problems with that he's always nervous and maybe it's not clean and he doesn't know and could be he's davening. So the disciple told him that the Gemara in Shabbos says that in his mashu Gemara Shabbos, the way to clean himself was with stones. And these used to, it's about talking about smuksa, that if you clean yourself with three stones, you let it take three stones on Shabbos to wipe yourself, and you take, so the disciple says, you see from over there, that in the olden days you used to use stones, right? Stones is not as good as tissue paper, right? So the disciple says, if you wipe yourself a couple of times, then you can assume that it's beseder, and you don't have to have nerve about it. Some people wash themselves off over there. They said that's only Mitzvah Chassidus, and it's not. They wouldn't be Mikra Din, and that's only a Mitzvah Chassidus, and Avada, one would not be Mechuyev to do that. Now, what about in terms of dressing for diamonds? In the Vanagaya on perms coming soon. So the Shaila is, in terms of wearing perm costumes to davening, it's also Nagel, let's say somebody is, let's say he's playing basketball and wants to know, they have 10 people, right, 5 on 5, can they make a minion afterwards? Or a lot of times Nagel, sometimes somebody, he doesn't have his hand in jacket, right, the Lachiyah has to wear your hand in jacket. So Shaila is, and there's a minion davening. So is it better for a person to daven B'tzibur without a hand jacket? Or not hand jacket, sorry, Garthel mit no help me out. Or is it better to wear a hand jacket? It's like this. Mishmur bring down over in Tanakh Beis that the way a person has to daven is derech. And shemakim sheyamdu lefnei gedolim. That's a person that's davening. Somebody's davening is oyim lefnei melech. Tefillah, you're going lefnei melech. You're going in front of a kadosh baruch hu. You're going in front of the king. So the way a person would go in front of a king, that's how you have to daven. Therefore, the mishmur says that being it's called when you go to the king, you wear a hat and jacket. Therefore, that's why you have to wear a hat and jacket when you daven. So Chaim Kanevsky, the answer Chaim Kanevsky is better to daven with a minion, without a hand jacket, or with a hand jacket, bichidus. So Chaim said, bichidus, he wants to say that it could be it's even better to daven bichidus with a hand jacket than without than without a hand jacket.
Was it a baseball cap or no baseball cap?
Baseball cap. No, so baseball cap is not a thing, so COVID.
Not so, right? A lot of people put on.
So perm like this. Perm the shadows like this. Some people say perm is a minichlaisol to get dressed up. Therefore, some people say that could be on perm. It could be, it depends really what it is. So Mishmur does say a person should wear yomtiv clothing. Some people say, being that there's a minichlaisol. What? That is the clothing of yomtiv. Mishmur does say where be the shadows. One thing's for sure, Lamashal. This year perm is called, when's perm this year? Erev Shabbos. One thing's for sure, when we get to Kabbalah Shabbos, the Zicha shouldn't have their costumes on. What? When you get to Gilo Shabbos, Zicha, that is Moitzei Purim, and that for sure, the Chol HaDeis, that there's no sign in the world that one should have their costume on. What?